His name, to worship Him. We have come into His house, gathered in His name to worship Christ, our Lord. Oh, worship Him. Christ, our Lord. Can we sing it again? Gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house, gathered in His name to worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship Him, Christ.
Come on, just forget about yourself. Hallelujah.
Just forget about yourself. Concentrate on Him. Concentrate on Him and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him and worship Christ.
Saints, every hand raised, every eye closed. Let's just lift up holy hands.
Let's lift up holy hands, magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name and worship Him. So let us lift up holy hands, magnify
Christ. Oh, worship.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's worthy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you, sweet Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. He's already here. Praise the Lord. Before we go any further, let's just take our Bibles and turn to Psalms 97. Praise the Lord. I believe we all can say just now it's good to be back in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We'll start with verse 1 and read the entire chapter. Says, the Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are around about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His likeness enlightened the world, the earth saw and trembled, the hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Praise the Lord. Let us bow our heads. Lord God Almighty, truly, Lord, we know you to be God. We have all had an experience with you, O God, and we're grateful, Lord, for your love for us, Lord. It's because of your grace we stand here this morning, Lord. You called us from all walks of life that we may walk in this glorious light. Father, we are growing like fatted calves of the stall, Lord, being fed in your pastures, Lord God. Lord, you didn't leave us hungry, Lord. You sent us a full seven-course meal, Lord. You opened the seven seals. It's by your grace that they were open to us in this age, Lord. All creation, Lord, we were waiting, Lord, for this hour, Lord. And Father, we're longing for the hour of your coming. Lord, as we continue to make preparations, Lord, may we continue to keep our hearts tender, Lord, before you, Lord, that you may speak, Lord God, and we will hear. As your word goes forth this morning, Lord, may every heart be attentive, Lord. May everyone respect your presence, Lord. Respect, Lord, your servant. Respect your word as it goes forth. May we respect one another and hold one another to the highest, Lord, because each one of us are the children of the Most High God. We are kings and priests upon the earth. Oh, Father, it's not by our own doings that we deserve respect, Lord, but because of your grace. And Father, we love you, Lord, and the only way we can show that we love you is to love one another, Lord. And Father, we just ask that your presence just continue, Lord, to abide not only with us, but in us, Lord. Have your way in this service, Lord, as we commit it to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of and be closer drawn to thee.
draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Oh, draw me of love. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Oh, draw me withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I give you all of me, 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 withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Cast all your cares upon Him. Every sorrow, every grief, every burden that you bear, cast it all on Jesus. Amen. Then give your all to Him. Amen. Let's sing one more before we bring up the specials. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Well, glory, glory, hallelujah, oh, since I laid my burden down. Well, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Sing it again. Well, glory. My friends don't treat me like they used to, no, since I laid my burden down. My friends don't treat me like they used to, since I laid my burden down. I'm going home to live with Jesus. I'm going home to live with Jesus. Oh, since I laid my burden down, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden. One more time. Glory, glory. Well, glory, glory, hallelujah, oh, since I laid my burden down. Well, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid Oh, since I lay, well, since I lay my burden down.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just leave him at his feet. Praise the Lord. You all may have your seats. Sister Shonda, will you come this morning? Sister, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Filled with strength and wisdom for the battle of the day. I would have passed him by again, but I thought I heard him say, I miss my time with you. Spirit's empty. There's a longing in my heart, wanting more than just a part of you. It's true. I miss my time together. I need to
is Lord. You know, sometimes we think it's a one-way street. Oftentimes we fail to realize that we can also hurt the Lord. Sometimes he's lonely for us. Sometimes he's lonely to have a little time with us. All of you who have children, no doubt you, there are times when you long to just be with your children. No doubt our Father feels the same way. So let's just try not to hurt him. Amen. Spend a little more time with him. We can look across this world and watch natural families. Sometimes they put elderly parents in nursing homes. And all those elderly parents want is a little time with their children. Our God can't age, but still he wants time with his children. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't have any prayer requests or we don't have any praise reports. Amen. But I'm sure we all have a praise report. We just didn't put it up here. But amen. We want to remember Brother Burrs, Sister Burrs. Also, we want to continue to pray for Brother Hochi. Amen. I tried to get a hold of him. I couldn't this week. Also, continue to pray for Brother Mike. Keep him in prayer. Amen. It's good to see Brother Felix has his son back here this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord kept him safe. Praise the Lord. We have one sister right here. I don't recognize her, but God bless you, sister. God bless you, sister. God bless you, sister. Good to have all you here this morning. Amen. Will you stand to your feet? Let's. Any requests that you have upon your heart, amen, keep it upon your heart as we all approach the throne of grace this morning. Amen. Heavenly Father, dear Lord, once again we can say it's so good to be here in your presence. Lord, in your presence is joy, Lord God, unspeakable and full of glory, Lord. And Father, we know that all things are possible to them that believe. You said if two or three agree as touching anything, Lord God, you would do it. You know the hearts of people, Lord. You know each and every request that's upon your people's heart just now, Lord, how our heart cries out, Lord, for the people that we love, Lord God. We just long to see them saved, Lord. We long to see Brother Mike back in the house of the Lord where his heart's desires to be. Father, the doctors don't know what the problem is. Oh, Father, we're trusting you, Lord, to minister to the need of our brother. Lord God, make him completely whole. Father, we pray for Brother Burrs this morning, Lord. You know his situation. Strengthen our brother, Lord. Oh, Father God, Brother Hochi, Lord God. Father, he definitely needs a touch from you this morning. No doubt, Lord, there are many members, Lord, of many people upon our hearts, Lord, that need you. The bride herself, Lord, needs you, Lord. Every gun in hell is aimed at us, Lord. We know that the enemy will take us out any way that he can, Lord. He would use the people that we love most, Lord, to try and destroy us, Lord. But Father God, we just ask, Lord God, keep a hedge about them, Lord. Father, tenderize their hearts, Lord, and may their eyes be open to the light of the gospel that's reflected in our lives. Father, we ask that you continue to anoint your servants, Lord God, to preach your gospel, Lord, until we come into perfection. Help us to make ready, Lord, for that great hour that we're so expecting, Lord God, the hour of your coming, Lord. Father, help us all this morning, Lord, to, Lord, just be ready for your word, Lord God. Just love your word, Lord. Appreciate your word and take it into our hearts, Lord, and live your word. Father, help us not to be hearers only, but doers also. Oh, grant it, Lord Jesus. We love you, Father. We give you all the praise, the honor, the glory, Lord. We want to thank you in advance, Lord, because the work is already finished for what you've done for those whom we love. We ask it all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We'd like to ask the brothers to come.
Bow our heads, saints. We thank you, Lord, for giving us another opportunity to be here in the house of the Lord and be able to give back to you a little part of what you gave to us. Lord, thank you for those that have to give and give to those that don't have and want to give, Lord. Bless the offerings and the tithes today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Tell me what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Tell me, I can't live, I can't live without you. Here's my heart. My soul, Lord, I need you to take control. 'Cause I tried it all, tried it on my own, but what I found is I can make it on my own. Tried it on my own, but what I found is I can make it on my own, on my own. I can make it, I can make it on Praise the Lord. I'm sure we all feel that way. I want y'all to forgive me one more time. I forgot the announcements. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have a happy birthday coming up. Brother Robles on Tuesday. Praise the Lord. We need to keep him in prayer. He and Sister Robles are not here this morning. But praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Sister Anna Shauna, on Wednesday. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, we have Sisters Prayer Meeting Tuesday night at 7:30. There will be no service Friday night. Amen. Youth service Saturday night at 6:30. And continue to pray. And if you can, be at the meetings, Brother Fred Mullins meetings in South Carolina, October the 1st through the 4th. Also, Brother Tim Humes meeting in North Carolina. The very same time. So keep all the ministers in prayer and all the people that'll be traveling on, and just keep one another in prayer. Amen. Amen. You may have your seats, Sister Rebecca.
God bless you. The sinner, wake up the saint, let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you, every heart longing for our King. We sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Justice, all will be new. Your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every So we wait for you. God, we wait your coming soon. Lord, we wait for you. God, we wait your coming soon. So we wait for you. God, we wait.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the purpose of us being here this morning. Amen. Getting ready for us coming. Praise the Lord. Stand to your feet, saints. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to invite our pastor at this time. Just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you. To the heart of worship, oh, and it's all, yes, it's all about you. For the thing I made it, hey, and it's all about you. Yes, it is. It's all about you. Come on, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Oh, it's all about, yes, it is. Sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it when it's all. Yes, it's all about you. It's all about. It's all about you. Oh, yes, it is, God. Hey, it's all about you, say. It's all about. Hallelujah. It's all about you. Oh, one more time. It's all about you, Jesus. Say, it's all about you. It's all about you. Oh, so I'm coming back. Say, I'm sorry, Lord, things I made it, oh God, thank you, Lord, it's all you, Jesus. Come on, give him praise. Turn around and greet somebody this morning. So God bless you, my brother, my sister. So good to see you this morning.
song that was in my spirit. I want to say thank God for the specials that went forth. Sister Burrs was supposed to sing, but she texted me and said she was not feeling well, and she knew that she'd be late today if she made it. So just keep her in prayer, and glad that you all remembered Brother Mike and Brother Hochi, Brother Burrs as well. Yesterday I heard from Brother Burrs. He told me that his doctor keeps seeing his numbers go down. So that said God is healing. You know, God is healing our brother. And you know, I'm just encouraged, and you know, and I know that you know, I just believe God is in the midst doing some mighty things here. You know, and one of the things I know that I've been praying for just as a shepherd is that God, if there's any sin in the camp, then we want sin to be revealed. We don't want to get rid of the sinner. We want to get rid of the sin. We want to keep the sinner. And I believe that, you know, sin is being revealed, and when that happens, that releases the hand of God to bring healing to people. Because Achan, he was in the camp, he stopped a lot of things from happening. But when they got rid of the sin, things began to work out. And I'm just under expectation for God to start moving. And when you feel like that, then you can speak to these conditions, right? And this morning I just begin to speak. I bind cancer in the name of Jesus, right? I bind depression in the name of Jesus. I bind oppression in the name of Jesus. Any sickness, any illness, I bind it in the name of Jesus. And I believe that this is the hour we're going to see the release. Amen. Let's see if we can do this. Knowing I'll see you very soon, so I often seek your face. The presence I felt so many times calls me to live by faith, though there are times when I long for my... Getting my house in order, say, I'm getting my house in order, so I'll be ready when he comes. Hey, say, knowing I'll see you very soon, so I often seek your face. The presence I felt so many times, it calls me to live by faith, though there are times when I long for my heavenly home. Come on, get in my house in order, say, I'm getting my house in order, so I'll be ready when he comes. Oh, listen, he's coming like a thief in the night. Children, get your hearts right, for he's soon to come. Hey, everybody say, he's coming like a thief in the night. Children, get your hearts right, for he's soon to come. I believe it, he's coming like a thief, coming like a thief in the night. Children, get your hearts right, soon to come. Oh, no man knows the day nor the hour, coming like a thief. So children, get your hearts. Hey, he's coming like a thief in the night. Children, get your hearts right. Oh, I don't want to be caught down here with my work undone. He's coming like a thief in the night. Children, get your hearts. I know he's coming. He's coming like a thief in the night. Say, hey. Oh, one more time. Coming like a thief in the night. Children, get your hearts right. Oh.
getting my house in order. You see, I'm getting my house in order, so I'll be ready when he comes. Comes. Come on, give him praise. Hey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he's coming like a thief in the night. Children, get your hearts right. Oh, no man knows the day nor the hour that he shall come. I know he is. Hey, I want to get my heart right. I want to get my business fixed. He's coming. Yeah. Oh, oh, I don't have time to hold on to the things of this world. He's coming. Jesus is coming. Oh, hallelujah. I believe it. I'm going to live like it. See, he's coming like a thief in the night. Children, get your. Yeah, he's coming, coming, coming. Oh, get in my house in order, say. Get in my house in order, so I'll be ready when he comes. Comes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to be ready when he comes. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Let's get our Bibles. Amen. We'll read a scripture. Thank you, musicians, so much. So good to see Sister Jessica. Amen. Helping out. Lord, just raising her up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Certainly appreciate that. And also, before I forget, I want to thank the Lord for Sister Esther. Amen. Being with this sister from Senegal. And she happens to be here in college down at Lynn University and reached out to Brother Stacy Goodbread on last Sunday. But while I was away in Arkansas, Brother Stacy got in touch with me and said, hey, you know, the sister looked closer to you, so he recommended our church, and we thank God for that. So we went down to pick her up this morning and brought her here to the house of the Lord. So good to have Sister Esther with us, amen, from Senegal. Praise the Lord. Amen. I also heard from Sister Roland. She told us that she made it safely there to Lumberton, North Carolina. Amen. And we just thank God for her safe passage. Amen. So continue to keep her in prayer as she's away. Amen. Brother and Sister Robles, they went to New York just kind of greeting some of their loved ones. Things of that nature. As you all know, Brother and Sister Robles are planning to try to go back home, maybe retire and go back home to Dominican Republic on next year. So we certainly want to just keep them in prayer as they're making their transition, and just looking forward to all that God has in store for them. Amen. Thank you all so much for your faithfulness on last week and just being attentive to the service. And I got a chance to hear the Brother Bill, and I almost shouted in my car. I almost shouted, you know, and I sent him a text, say, Brother, they told me that when he got to the end of the sermon, Brother Bill started running around, you know, the church, and just, you know, that's not Brother Bill. If anybody know Brother Bill, it ain't the way he acts. So it had to be an anointing, you know, that was there on our brother. And you know, and I just appreciate, you know, the joy of the open book and just many of the things that he was just sharing there. It was confirmation for some of the things that I had preached while I was away, two sermons that I preached there in Arkansas. But it was confirmation. He preached them both in that one sermon. So I was just very, very happy to hear that. And God's just moving. Amen. God's just moving. So I won't have you standing too long. Amen. I want to read a couple scriptures, Leviticus 23, Leviticus 25, and also Daniel 9. Amen. Leviticus 23. Praise the Lord. back, and I'm fighting a little cold here, but by God's grace, we're going to press through. Amen. Also, keep Sister Lokimra in prayer, and Sister Laura's daughter. She had to have surgery for her gallbladder on yesterday, and just pray. They want to keep her in the hospital for a couple of days. Just pray that she'll have a speedy recovery. Amen. There after her surgery. Leviticus 23 and verse 23 says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, and the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Turn over to chapter 25 as well for me. This portion of scripture that we just read in Leviticus is a time that Israel considers as a feast of the trumpets. Amen. A feast of the trumpets. And we'll kind of talk a little bit more about that, because today, amen, this day, Israel is actually celebrating, amen, a feast of the trumpets on this very day. So, you know, just pray that God help us. And there's another thing happening here today. They are celebrating the Feast of the Trumpets, but it also happens to fall on a Jubilee year. Amen. And what I've been reading, they call it a smita, something like that, a Jewish word, the smita. And it's so it's a Jubilee year and a Feast of the Trumpets. And, you know, so on Friday night, when I just kind of felt led to go back and listen to that sermon, and, you know, we sent out the text to most of the saints to let them know what we were going to be doing. And those that were not able to make it Friday night to hear that, please go back and listen to that tape from the prophet, the Feast of the Trumpets, because it's setting us up for some things that are about to take place, and actually that are already taking place. You know, the scripture tells us that that day will not overtake us like a thief. And the reason that it won't overtake us like a thief is because we have inside information. Amen. God sent a prophet in this hour to give us the inside information. Praise the Lord. This is not the season to be ashamed of a prophet, right? A prophet has a way of telling you things that other people don't know. Come on, somebody. You know, in the scripture, you know, they was trying to find out how, the king trying to find out, how do they know what's going on? I mean, our strategies for war. How do these people know our strategies and what we plan on doing? Is there a spy? You know, is somebody against me? Say, no, king, it ain't no spy. Don't kill nobody. Don't go off on nobody. But I can tell you the reason that it's there, because they got a prophet down there. And that man know what you're thinking in your bedchamber. See, when God put a gift like that in the land, we ought to receive that with gladness. Hallelujah. Amen. So God sent us a prophet, and we're not ashamed of it. Amen. We're not ashamed of it. I'm happy God sent me a prophet. Glory to God. So these things are happening so fast, we can't even keep up with it. But yet and still, we just feel like it's important for us just to kind of go back and set ourselves and try to listen to what the prophet had to say about some of these things. Leviticus 25 says, verse 8 says, thou shalt number, this is about the year of Jubilee, thou shalt number seven Sabbaths of years unto thee, seven times 7 years, and the space of the seven Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the seventh month, in the Day of Atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. Amen. And if I recall correctly, after the Feast of Trumpets is the Feast of Atonement. All right. So all these things are kind of coming together here. Amen. And here the scripture says, and ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession. And ye shall return every man into his family. Now, that's the part I'm looking for, right? Now, you know, the Jews are looking for a jubilee and things of that nature, because, you know, Christ is going to reveal himself to him. And when that begins to happen, the Gentiles have to be
done with, right? Our day is over. Glory to God, which means a rapture awaits us, right? But I tell you what, before that happens, I'm under expectation that the jubilee that I'm looking for is for my family to return. Glory to God, right? Every name that's on the cross, amen, every name that you've placed up there, and even the ones that you forgot about, God didn't forget about them. And this is the season of their return. I am declaring that by faith. I still believe one by one, week by week. I still believe it. Glory to God, glory to God. Amen. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed, for it is the jubilee. It shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field in the year of this jubilee. Ye shall return every man unto his possession. Let's read one more scripture, and I'll let you be seated over in Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 says, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth and ashes. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Thank you, God, for the ability to read the word. But now may the Holy Spirit come and reveal what it is that we've read. We thank you, God, for every heart that's gathered here today. We also thank you for those that desire to gather but were not able to. We pray that you would send a word of healing, amen, to Brother Mike. Send healing to Brother Burrs. Send healing to Brother Hochi. Send healing to Sister Burrs. Any of the saints, Lord, that might be going through in their bodies, we send healing right now in the name of Jesus. God, we not just healing of the bodies, but also healing of souls. So those that have walked away from your grace and away from your mercy, we send healing to them as well, that they'll return in this season of Jubilee. God, we believe and we receive now at Thanksgiving, Lord, all promises that you have made for us. Bless Brother and Sister Robles as they're away from us, Lord, for this short period of time. Keep them out while they're away, God, and let them return safely is our prayer. May you take control of our thoughts here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Through by God's grace. Amen. I want to just take for a title, amen, this morning, getting in the spirit of the second coming. Amen. Getting in the spirit of the second coming. Just start here by reading a little quote out of Seven Church Ages. The prophet makes a statement here. It says, no matter how saintly you are, how godly you are, how much of a minister or lay member or whatever you are, you'll never be able to get anywhere with God till you get in the spirit. Amen. You'll never be able to get anywhere with God until you get in the spirit. That's right. I don't mean get in emotion. Amen. I mean get in the spirit. Now, don't get me wrong, because I think if you truly get in the spirit, it might bring some emotion. Amen. Not it might. It will. It will bring some emotion. Right, it might cause you to cry a little bit, right? It might cause you to want to jump or shout or something. But when you truly in the spirit, amen, it'll do some great things. It might even cause some of be slain in the spirit, amen. But we're looking for people not just to get an emotion. See, you know, the reason that most people are in emotion because they don't have any idea what they're rejoicing about. But with the joy of the open book, amen, then we know why we shout. We know why we dance. We know why we run. We know why we jump. We know why we sing. We know why we worship, because there's joy. There's an open book before us. Amen. The revelation has been made known to us. And when the true revelation has been made known, you can't help but shout. You can't help but run and jump. You can't help but praise God because of the revelation that's been brought to you. Listen, the prophet said, that's right. I don't mean get an emotion. I mean get in the spirit. See, you get an emotion, do anything. But when you get in the spirit, you see things. Glory to God. There it is right there, right? When you get in the spirit, you see things. Glory to God. I hope we can see some things this morning. That's right. That's right. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go on here to another quote out of Patmos Vision. Amen. Amen. See, I'm going to tell you, based on what you see, it actually controls how you act. Amen. The things that you see actually control how you act, right? If I were to, if you were in a car driving, amen, and you pretty much saw somebody out of the corner of your eye getting ready to come into your lane some kind of way, you may swerve a little bit. And trying to dodge or avoid that vehicle that's kind of coming in your lane. And now your passengers may look at you and say, what in the world are you doing? Why are you driving like that? Why would you make a swerve like that? Can you keep this car under control? But the reason you did that is because of what you saw, right? They might not have saw what you saw. And since they did not see it, they couldn't respond the way that you responded. Come on, somebody. Amen. It's the same way as it is in the spiritual realm. There are things that we see according to the word of God, and we're going to act different than the rest of the world going to act. Come on, we're going to live different than the rest of the world going to live. Come on, church, because we see things that others cannot see. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Patmos Vision, the prophet says this. Let me just use another illustration. Suppose you need healing. What does the word say? Well, we all have read it countless times, but did not get in the spirit when reading it. Did we ask God for his spirit to teach us the real truth of it? If we did, we would call the elders. Elders confess our sins, and that's very critical right there. Amen. We would call the elders, confess our sins. God cannot heal over sin. Let's be clear about that, right? God can't heal over that, right? So if there's sin present, you got to make sure that's confessed. Just recently, I was led to go back to the scripture in Isaiah 38. And in Isaiah 38, it talked about how Hezekiah had been pronounced death. The prophet Isaiah went to Hezekiah and said, look, get your house in order because you're going to die, right? And when the prophet went to him and told him this, Hezekiah began to weep, and he began to cry before the Lord, and then he began to talk about, Lord, I've done this, and I've walked up right before you, and I did these things, and, I'm just not ready to die. The man began to repent, and as he began to repent and began to confess the things that he had already done, God gave mercy to Hezekiah, and the man did not have to take one pill. The man didn't have to go see no doctor. But over the confession that he made, God was able to change his situation. So when you see people sick, maybe talk to them about confessing what they've done. Make sure that there's nothing there that might be blocking God from healing, because our God is a healer. Amen. We know that our God is a healer. There's nothing, amen, I don't care how many people go on, you cannot prove to me that God is not a healer. We done seen him do it too many times. We know what he's able to do. So the first thing is make sure that everything is confessed. A lot of times we pray right over the top of sin, and God can't bless over the top of sin. Hallelujah. All right, let's go on. It says, if we did, we would call the elders, confess our sins, be anointed and prayed for, and that would be that. It might not come immediately, but in his spirit, it's all over. See, when you're in the spirit, it's all over. All right? There is no other court of appeal. God will fulfill his word. Oh, we need to get in the spirit, and then things will be done.
Don't go through the acts first. Get in the spirit and then go through the acts and watch what God will do. I like that. I like that. Don't go through the acts first. Get in the spirit and then go through the acts and watch what God will do. It goes on to say this. Have you ever noticed how the world gets in the spirit of things that are in the world? They go to their ball games, their sporting events, and their dances. Come on, let's just work with these things just for a little bit. Y'all don't mind, right? Now, when people go to the ball game and they in the spirit of supporting their team, they just not going to go any kind of way. To show that they in the spirit, they're going to come with the jersey of the team. Or they're going to come with their favorite player. Some of them so much in the spirit, they still wearing jerseys from guys that played for the team years ago. Come on, somebody. Amen. They are caught up in the spirit. Some of them don't even want to let go. Ain't no sense in wearing a LeBron James jersey down in Miami. The man is not there anymore. But some people still wearing that jersey. They still living back in those times. Huh? I mean, he done moved on. You need to move on. Glory to God. I mean, no matter what, soccer players the fans get so in the spirit. I mean, now you're hearing things in the news like you ain't never heard before. They found this one soccer referee in a bar after the game. They didn't like the call that the man made, and all the fans surrounded him and killed him. Because they in the spirit of what they're doing. You see parents going to jail. How? Because they got their little kids out there playing in some game, and one parent get upset with the other parent. They just kids. They don't even know what they're doing yet. But because they so in the spirit, they're going to jail over fighting one another. Huh? People get in the spirit when they get out there and do these things. And we going to come here in the church and sit down and act like God ain't done nothing for us. Act like we ain't in rapture conditions. Church, it's time to get in the spirit of the coming of the Lord. Hey, you better hold my mule while I shout. Glory to God. When you see the things that I can see, then you'll respond the way that I respond. You'll react the way that I react. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Things are changing, church. You know, I even asked the musicians this morning, we come for prayer. I say, look, y'all come on and get up and start playing a little earlier. And I said, those that are inside the seats, you hear, go ahead and start singing. Enter in before the song leader even gets started. Right? We want to change the atmosphere. We want to shift the atmosphere. Huh? We want to be in the spirit of the coming of the Lord. We might as well get something when we get here. There's coming a day where we won't be able to gather like this. So while we're here, why don't we get all we can all we get? Glory to God. Amen. No, the days of dragging in the church are over with. Huh? The day I barely made it. No, Satan, you couldn't stop me. That's why I'm here, praise God. And I'm here to give God the glory. My situation can change in a moment. Come on, somebody. Amen. No more sad days. It's glad days ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We are not going to praise our problems. We're not going to worship our troubles. But we're going to worship the God that's greater than our problems, greater than our troubles, the God that is able to change things around. And I'm declaring by faith, it is turning around for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Ain't nobody defeated but the devil. Glory to God. And this morning, tomorrow morning, he is under my feet. And he's going to stay there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. My, 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 my. Praise God. It's time to get in the spirit, church. Hey, hallelujah. You ain't got to wait for somebody to say something that strike you. The word has already struck you. You are
ought to come charged up and ready to praise God. Hallelujah.
Glory. When they had the football game, man, and you know, it's a tie game. Fourth quarter, getting down to the end. You see your team in a 2-minute drill. Everybody ain't sitting there like this. If they see you sitting there like that, somebody liable to say something to you. I mean, you can't help when you get in an atmosphere like that. You're trying to sit there because of the environment around you. You can't help but get up. We're trying to create environments where people can't help but praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But they get in the spirit of their dances. They get in the spirit. And, you know, if somebody get in the spirit of a dance, they dress a certain way. Come on now. They you know, the young ladies, they got certain shoes that's made for dancing. Right? You know, they're going out. They ain't just going out there any kind of way. They're going to make sure they get in the spirit of what they're doing. Right? I mean, and if they can do that in the world, why can't we do these things for God? You know, when I'm in the spirit of the coming of the Lord, the second coming of the Lord, I'm going to dress a different way. I'm not going to dress the way the world dress. I'm not going to look the way the world look. Oh, hallelujah. See, I see things that the world can't see. So I act in ways that they can't act. Come on, church. Praise the name of the Lord. Y'all forgive me. I'm still in evangelistic mode. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look at what the prophets say right here. It says they go to their ball games, their sporting events, and their dances. They enter into the spirit of it. They don't sit there like wallflowers. You know, a wallflower. No. No, you're not sitting there like a wallflower. You become a part of this thing. Amen. You know, last week, I was listening to that tape, and as I was listening to it, you know, Brother Bill was singing some songs at the end, some of them old songs. I can't think of the name of it right now. When the Redeemer Gathering In, and then there was another one. I think that's it, but you know, and I just, I was just in my, and see, next thing you know, hey, you know, it started moving on you, right? That's what we used to do back in my day, boy. This is our dance. See, I don't even need no music. I just got it in my head and just, hey. And that's the way we used to worship God. All the brothers be in the front of the church, not sitting down, but all the... Amen. Man, we had church. And I'm tired of talking about what we used to do. It's time to do those things again. Get in the spirit, church. Hallelujah. Well, y'all... I'm going to tell you, y'all going to see me doing some things. I'm going to be looking for somebody to join me. You know, I remember Brother Coleman and Brother Stanley. They called themselves Up. And they just started. And see, when we saw the older brothers in church doing that, it made the younger brothers want to do the same thing. But if the older brother's just sitting there, guess what? The younger generation going to be sitting there too. Somebody got to get up and praise God. Hey, and when the word of God got real good to us, we'll be sitting all the way in the back of the church. But as the preacher was preaching, we'll be making our way up closer to the front. And as we're coming up, amen, amen, amen. We added fire to the service. If you want the service to be different, then you're going to have to do something different. We believe in saying amen to the word of God. It'll change the whole atmosphere. We don't mind the Holy Ghost having his way here. We don't mind that. My God. Thank you, Jesus. They don't sit there like wallflowers. Amen. Old dried up sticks. They enter right into the feel of things and become part of things. And don't tell me that you're not emotional. Don't you say that. You're lying. Because if I took a fire and put it underneath your chair right now, you would no longer sit there. You wouldn't do it. Some kind of... You just need a Holy Ghost fire. It'll take care of all that. I mean, you know, and I done been on the basketball court with some of y'all, right? And here, you know, but you hit a good shot or you slap somebody ball or you do something real good, man, you high-fiving everybody, right? Amen. Come on now, right? So, I mean, you know, why not when the word of God get good, high-five the word with an amen. Sometimes make sure the devil hear your amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Scare the devil with your amen. Glory to God. Preach that. You want the devil to know that you went to church. And I got something when I went to church. All the fighting you done went through, you deserve to give God an amen. The devil tried to stop and you made it by God's grace. I ain't here just to look at nobody. I'm here to give God the praise. God help me today. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Enter to the spirit of it. They don't sit there like wallflowers, old dried up sticks. They enter right into the feel of things and become a part of things. Amen. But oh, how they hate the Christians for getting into the spirit of God's word. Now, and that's the sad part. You see a guy painting his face up, painting his body up, half one color, half another color. And, I mean, how much preparation did that man have to go through to look like that? Right? And he'll come out looking like that in the stadium, and nobody give him no grief. Nobody say, man, you done lost your mind. Why would you even do something like that? You are truly a fanatic. And he said, that's exactly what I am. That's why I did what I did, because I am a fanatic. I can't help but do these things. I am a fanatic. Nobody criticizes that man. They take the camera and put it right on him. So why are they going to criticize us when we come in here and worship God? Huh? If I shout a little bit, if I jump a little, don't criticize me. You said don't take all that, it take that plus. If I had 10,000 tongues, I could not praise him enough. Hallelujah. He gave me hands to clap. He gave me a voice to raise. Gave me feet that I can walk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. We might as well become fanatics for Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. The man say, I'm a fool for Christ. Whose fool are you? Glory to God. Amen. We might as well get in the spirit of these things, church. Glory to God. They call us fanatics and holy rollers. There's nothing they won't do to show their hatred and disapproval, but ignore that. Amen. You can expect it. Knowing where it's coming from, just go on and get in the spirit of worship. Thank God for that. Amen. I was just thinking, you know, when they put on them jerseys, and, man, they'll actually go out and buy a jersey, $40, $50. Ain't got it. Putting it on the credit card just to get a jersey so they can be identified with their team, right? And I mean, you know, they go get the hat, or
You know, I mean, something just to let people know this is my team. This is who I'm identified. And people not ashamed to wear their team's colors. They're not ashamed to wear their jerseys. Why are we ashamed to dress like Christians? Why are we ashamed to look like Christians? Huh? Amen. Don't be ashamed. Are you on the Lord's side or whose side are you on? Right? Don't be ashamed of it. Wear it loud and wear it proud. Glory to God. They tailgate when they get in the spirit. Man, I mean, it's early in the morning. They done started drinking already. I mean, they tailgate. You know, we went to a little restaurant the other night, and you know, we sitting there having a good time. Next thing you know, this one guy start getting loud. Say, something wrong with him. He got a different spirit on him. We knew this guy was just, he done had too many to drink. If you see something like that, you're getting out their way. Same thing happened in these football games, basketball games. Man, they done start drinking a little bit too early. Things getting ready to happen. You got to get out the way. Amen. But, you know, they tailgate. They paint their bodies. And the way I say, we should get in the spirit by reading our Bibles. You know what else we should do? We should attend as many services as we possibly can. Come on. You know, basketball fans might have two or three games in the week. Hello, football only once a week, but basketball, two or three games in the week. Baseball, two or three games in the week. And you know, the fans are there for every one of the games. Some of them even travel. You know how we travel? We go to meetings. That's how we stay in the spirit. When God bless us, we can go to the meetings. Come on, church. Amen. Let's be fanatics for Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God. Come on, somebody. Amen. They're doing it. Why can't we do it? I mean, these people don't even serve God. They go from game to game. Some of them go to some of these bowl games. It's thousands of dollars they spend. Thousands. And they don't even think about it. Here we as Christians. Our God own it all. And we asking God for a couple hundred dollars. Just a couple hundred. And we like, Lord, oh my, that's, oh boy, You can't do it. Yes, you can. You can do all things. Anything you put your mind to want to do, you can do. Come on, church. Amen. This is how we stay in the spirit. The things happen at the meetings that might not happen in the local church. It's a different atmosphere. Everybody come with expectation. I mean, here we got, you know, a man got to go through all kind of stuff just to try to get the people in the spirit. Right? Because but I done seen, you know, I done watched some of y'all, boy, I'm going to be here for 3 hours today. Y'all just forgive me. I done watched some of y'all go to Brother Wesco meetings. Well, people just jumping and shouting all around the place. And then they get back home the next week and act like you forgot what you was doing over there. And then you say the service different. Yeah, you different. You ain't doing what you was doing. Amen. We got room. You can jump right here. You can shout right here. You can praise God right here. Huh? Glory to God. No, but I sometimes you see people where they just get loose when they get to a meeting. You know. Where all that went? Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm the same wherever I go. You see me in the corner shouting amen. When I go to somebody else's meeting, I'll still be saying amen. I ain't changing. If Jesus is the same, I'm going to be the same. But we got to be the ones to create the atmosphere. Get in the spirit of what's happening. My God, my God. So we can get in the spirit by reading our Bibles, attending as many services as possible, listening to the tapes. That's how you get in the spirit. Right? When after I started looking at everything going on, I slowed down. I said, wait a minute. Stop. What did the prophet say about these things? Play this tape. And, you know, and as I'm playing, you know, the tape piece of the trumpets, I'm just kind of picking up and gleaning, you know, certain things from there. And then I say, Lord, we got some other tapes that we got to go back and listen to. And the other thing I found is that, now, I know you can listen to it at home. And I know you can listen to it in your car. But if you was honest,
There's a lot of interruptions that happen at home and in your car. But ain't going to be no interruptions when you come to the house of God. So sometimes just sitting in the presence of the Lord, listening to the tapes with fellow believers, you can get a little bit more out of it. See, so, you know, as I was just thinking, there's, you know, the rapture tape is a tape we need to go back and listen to. 70 weeks of Daniel, another tape that we need to listen to. Junction Time, it's another tape we need to listen to. And these things going to be going on some Friday night. So I'm letting you know ahead of time. We're going to put it on the schedule. We're going to be listening to some of these tapes. We have to get into the spirit of the second coming of the Lord. Too many things are happening around us. We don't want to miss this. Praise God. Amen. I'm trying my best not to miss it. You know, look, as the pastor, my job is to make sure this church is fed. That's my job. And I'm going to make sure you eat well. I'm going to do my best to make sure you eat well. Now, I want to ask you a question. Your sisters, when you have gone through all this thinking about what you're going to prepare for the meal, and you done worked it all up. It's been weeks that you've been planning this meal. And you get the meal all together. You went to the store and bought everything. And he said, boy, I'm going to put my foot in this. Huh? And you done got it all prepared and you done invited people. Huh? And then don't nobody show up to eat. How you feel? Now you're going to try to be a super Christian today and say, it don't bother me. Yes, it does. It bother everybody. I done went through all that. They could have called me at least a week ago. Not the day of. Don't tell me you ain't coming the day of. Right? You get totally offended. What about when God preparing this great meal for you? Huh? And he want to serve it to you on a Friday night. He want to give it to you on a Wednesday night. Huh? When God want to do that for you, you just don't show up to eat. Even on Sunday, we don't show up. Don't be that way with God. Not in this seat. This is an hour where you got to really get in a hurry with God. You got to redeem the time, the Bible tells us. We got to redeem the time. We can't play games now. Don't let anything draw you away from the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. There are things that, you know, you have to adjust your schedule, right? You got to, you know, because I know the devil run us, we be so tired. It's hard for us. You're going to have to adjust your schedule. You know how you fit all that other stuff in? You're going to have to fit God. I miss my time with you. Y'all heard Sister Shonda saying that this morning? I miss my time. That's a message from God through song. I miss my time with you. Those special moments we used to have together, we don't have anymore. You're going to have to start changing some things in your schedule. Our spirit is clean, it is fresh, it is real, it is sober, serious, but nonetheless full of the joy of the Lord. The Christian ought to be just as exuberant. Huh? The Christian. The Christian ought to be just as exuberant and full of his pleasure in the Lord as the world is when it savors and delights in its pleasures. So you ought to be sure, you ought to be just as excited as they are when you come and serving God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It says, both Christians and the world are human. Both have emotions. The difference is the Christian's hearts and emotions are purely on the Lord of glory and his love, while the world satisfies the flesh. So, you know what? We have something to shout about. We have something to praise God for. And we're going to come in here and praise him for it. Amen. Amen. We're getting in the spirit of the second coming, and I got some things here I want to just share with you, if you all would just bear with me. As I was reading Daniel began to get in spirit. He knew that they were about to be released, right? The children of Israel were in bondage in Babylon for roughly 70 years. It was a prophecy, so he began to read the prophecies of Jeremiah, and as he studied those prophecies, he knew that the time was at hand that things were getting ready to happen. And there's, you know, God sent us a prophet. And as we begin to study certain prophecies and see certain things happening in the news, then we know the time is at hand, church. And as we recognize that the time is at hand, then it's best for us to just make sure that we have everything right. Like one of the things I saw with as we read there in the book of Daniel, Daniel began to pray. So the first thing he began to do is pray. He began to fast. First, he studied the word of God. Then he began to pray. Then he started fasting and started making confessions, not only confessions for himself, but confessions for the people. And sometimes, like I said this morning, you know, there's people that's going to make it to heaven because of our time that we spend in prayer here praying for them. God will honor that, right? So, church, I mean, we're going to have to start stealing some time away from our schedules again. Get back in prayer. Get back in fasting. Get back in, you know, just spending time with the Lord. I think, you know, if I were to show, you know, I believe most Christians here, most people that's been Christians, you're feeling that already in your spirit. That, Lord, I need to do more for you. God, I got to get closer. You already feeling that in your spirit. There's a reason for that, church. There's a reason. God's showing all kind of things here. God's showing different dreams and different visions. God is showing these things right here in our midst. God is moving, church. We got to get ready to leave. My God. Hallelujah. You know, let me just read a little bit here. Today is for the Jewish nation. Today is the Feast of the Trumpets. This day is known as the Feast of the Trumpets. And there are some significant things that are happening, you know, right now that I want to just try to read to you just to show that we're in the end times. And being in the end times, it causes you to do things different. This week I heard from my daughter, you know, she sent me a text to tell me how much she loved me. And I was telling her, oh, you know, I love you too. And you know, I miss you. I miss you at church. I miss you at home. And I just begin to tell her, so, you know, there's some things, some significant spiritual things that are happening right now. And so, you know, I'm just really praying that God will, you know, just touch your heart. Because there's some significant things that happen. I don't want to see my family out there. Right, I'm praying that God will bring them in. I don't care what it takes. Just bring them in, because it's just moving too fast. It's moving too fast. Amen. Look at this. I had a little note here, you know, that I was when we read Leviticus 23. There's a little note in my Bible that says the Feast of Trumpets was one of the three festivals. And let's just go back and just read that really quick. Leviticus 23:23. Let's read that. Now, Leviticus 23:23. What day is the Pope supposed to be coming? There's significance to these things, right? And this Leviticus 23:23, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, and the first day of the month shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial, blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. Now understand something. That seventh month is not our calendar. This is the Jewish calendar. And in the seventh month for the Jewish calendar, that happened to be September and October. Right? And we're in the month of September right now. Right? So this is the Feast of the Trumpets for the Jews. And when Brother Branham said it, amen, in Feast of Trumpets, he says all those trumpets sounded, it was for the Jews. It had nothing to do with the Gentiles. But he also said that there was, you know, it's like a combination of things that were happening at the same time. There were some things happening for the Jews. Where God was calling the Jews in, he was calling the Gentiles out. Oh, my God. Right? So we don't have time to play with this. If God going to start dealing with the Jews, if many of the things that get ready to happen going to be based on the Jews, then the bride got to get out of here. We don't have time to keep playing games. Right? Because all these things were happening at the same time. Says God was sending the prophet to the last prophet to the Gentiles. Those other two prophets was coming for the Jews, Moses and Elijah. Right? Well, we know that, you know, he can't deal with both groups at the same time. So, church, that's why I know that the rapture's at hand. Now, I want to read you a little note here from my Bible. On this one, I'm going to say the theologians got it right. They made this comment. It says, the Feast of Trumpets was one of the three festivals that occurred in the seventh month, Tishri, which is September to October. It was to be a Sabbath or a day of rest when trumpets were blown to assemble the congregation, according to Numbers 10:10. It signaled the beginning of the civil new year, Rosh Hashanah, in the post-exilic period, you know, before the exile, in the post-exilic period, the Torah was generally read in public in an atmosphere of rejoicing and celebration. Now, the Torah is their Old Testament scriptures, right? And it was read in public in an atmosphere of rejoicing and celebration. When I read that, then I understood why Brother Bill was rejoicing and celebrating around here last week. And he was reading from Nehemiah, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Huh? He couldn't help. Brother Bill was inspired by the Spirit to preach that. Church, and what I thank God for is that God released it here in our church. We got so much to be thankful for. The brother preached the joy of the open book. And the only way we gonna understand these things, we got to go back and listen to what the prophet said. Otherwise, we'll be lost when these things are happening before us. But when you go back and you read Nehemiah, the Bible say they understood. And if they can understand, then I say you are going to understand. Hallelujah. All he's saying is that the Bible's been revealed to us. So we got joy knowing that we see scripture in a different light. We see things that other people can't see because we receive a prophet. Listen, they go on to say this. Says the Torah was generally read in public in an atmosphere of rejoicing and celebration. My, my, my. The people were reminded of God's mercies, which would sustain them through the new year if they obeyed his covenant. Now, you know, when I started, the people were reminded of God's mercies, which would sustain them through the new year if they obeyed the covenant. I said, I remember a statement that was made. Brother Bill said, the joy of knowing your sins are forgiven is far greater than the sorrows that accompany the guilt of sin. Huh? So we're not coming to church, you know, with our heads down. We come knowing that we've been forgiven. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Let me read a little bit more here. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Nehemiah 8, 9, and 10 says, in Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, Brother Bill read it last week, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Right? All the people was crying when they heard the words of the law. No, don't cry. Right? It says, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know what? You can have joy and still be going through. Amen. You can have joy and still be having all kind of problems. You can still have joy. And that's what we're, the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's what gives you strength to keep pressing through whatever it is that you're facing. Oh, my God. Oppression don't have a chance. We're going to have joy in the midst of our struggles. We're going to have joy. I'm going to still praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, the right mental attitude towards any divine promise is what brings the past. So you got to have the right attitude, and no matter what you're going through, you can't have a why me attitude. You got to have a thank God it's me attitude. What songwriter said, it could have been another way. It could have been another way, but you know, I thank God that it was just that. That's all he gave me. Glory to God. I got a little email from Brother Walker. I just want to read some things to you here this morning. I'm trying to get you in the spirit of the second coming now. Some of the things I'm going to share here today over the next few weeks, I'm going to try to go a little deeper into some of this if we can. But I just want to give you some surface. But it said in this email, it said this Sunday, September 13th, talking about today, will be the last day of the Jewish year, which is Rosh Hashanah, or Feast of the Trumpets. It begins. This day is significant. It's also the ending of a Jewish Smita year, right? In a 7-year cycle.
On that day, we will have a partial solar eclipse and a new moon cycle expected the same day. Now, what would happen in the 7-year cycle? It would be a release, all right, a jubilee year, or just a time like a person would go in bondage for so long, and then the priest would kind of come forth and blow a trumpet. And when he blew that trumpet, that was a time the man did not have to no longer stay in bondage. He could go free from whatever it is that he was bound to. And this would happen, you know, every 7 years. They have the 7-year cycle. Also, the land would go through a time of no sowing or anything like that. It was just a year of release. And then 7 times 7 years, it was a year of jubilee, right? So, you know, it just so happened that this Feast of the Trumpets has fallen today also falls in a Shemitah year, which is a jubilee year for Israel. Praise God. Amen. If Israel is under jubilee year, then I'm saying the bride is also under jubilee year. Amen. That's why my expectation, you know, I'm gonna put it this way. I don't care if you haven't heard from your family in 20 years. I don't care. Some kind of way, somehow, God gonna get them back at this season. And you're gonna be wondering, where did you come from? How did you get here? It was the angel of the Lord that got them here. I don't know. I had a dream, and in the dream it told me to go to this address. I don't care. Even if the church moved, they would still find a way to get there. Huh? Church, something's happening in this season. Look at this. He says, additionally, the Shemitah year ending September 13th is the 7 of 7 years, 49 years on the Jewish calendar, since Israel gained control over all Jerusalem. Thus, Rosh Hashanah, Feast of the Trumpets, would proclaim a year of jubilee, year of jubilee 50 years since that time. Now listen, they say the new jubilee starts with a partial solar eclipse. It is often, it is a special note that this 40th jubilee year, since Jesus was crucified in Jerusalem, it is also the 70th jubilee year since the first one was proclaimed by God. The number 40 is the biblical time period of redemption. The number 70 has the biblical meaning of perfect completion. So this coming jubilee year will very likely have very special meaning for mankind. Perfect completion of redemption. Be prepared. And that's what they're talking about for today. I'm talking about this day actually hit it right on the mark. 40 years, right? 40 years, 40-year jubilee since Jesus was crucified, right? And a 40, they say 40th jubilee year since Jesus was crucified, and also the 70th jubilee year since the first one was proclaimed by God. Now, you know, they got some other things here. These numbers might not all together flow just right. That's okay, but we still should be, you know, in expectation of some great things happening. Because I want to read you something else about this Rosh Hashanah that I found. You know, they were saying the festival of Rosh Hashanah means the head of the year. It's observed for 2 days beginning on one Tishri, which would be September, the first day of the Jewish year. It is the anniversary. This is something I found very, very, very good. They say this is the anniversary of the creation of Adam and Eve. So this Jewish festival, they say it's the anniversary of the creation of Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, and their first actions towards the realization of mankind's role in God's world. And this is a Jewish site, so they actually don't put the word, they put G hyphen D. But they don't say the word God, but, you know, we do. But he said, this is what they say. It is the anniversary of the creation of Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, and their first action towards the realization of mankind's role in God's world. They also said something else. The central observance of Rosh Hashanah is the sounding of the shofar, the ram's horn, which also represents the trumpet blast of a people's coronation of their king. Can I say that again? The central observance of Rosh Hashanah is the sounding of the shofar, the ram's horn, which also represents the trumpet blast of a people's coronation of their king. Now, there's a lot to be said there. We know the Jews have to receive Christ at some point in time.
But you know what? We also know there's some other things happening right here where, you know, the Pope coming in and kind of connecting with the U.S. Now, you got to understand something. You know, this four blood moons that they're talking about, because we're getting ready to hit another blood moon at the end of this month. And the blood moon happens right after the Pope leaves. Brother Branham actually said some things about the eclipses that happened, you know, during his day when the Pope went to Jerusalem. He said there was an eclipse that happened. Brother Branham said it on the tape Friday night, right? There's an eclipse that happened. Do you realize last year, 2014, the first blood moon, the Pope went to Israel? Huh? There was another eclipse, a blood moon at that time when the Pope went to Israel. Do you realize that he's left Israel? Now his last stop, right, is here in the United States. And it's the fourth blood moon that he comes. Come on, church. There's a lot happening here spiritually. There's so much happening that I don't even get it all. But I am trusting God. Help me to see, because if I get in the spirit, then I can see things. Huh? But his last stop, and you know, here he comes. He sat there and he talked with the Jews at some point in time. And there was that was April of 2014, I believe. But that was the first blood moon. The first, they call it a tetrad. It was four blood moons, right? That was the first of the four. Now the last one going to happen a few weeks from now after he leaves the United States. And when he comes into the United States, he has a couple things that he's going to do. He's going to meet with the president. After he meet with the president, then he's going to meet, you know, he's going to meet Congress. Huh? And then he has some other type of meeting that he got set up over in it's going to be like a big mass or something like that in Philadelphia. But all these things that the Pope got set up, and then right after he leave, another blackout. And Brother Branham said that was a sign. That was a sign. Huh? Church, I said we got to get in the spirit. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. So This say the central observance of Rosh Hashanah is the sounding of the shofar, the ram's horn, which also represents the trumpet blast of a people's coronation of their king. The cry of the shofar is also a call to repentance. That just blessed my heart when I read that. Last Sunday, something happened to me that has never happened in all my years of ministry. And I had in my heart, you know, I should start by saying I was tossed between two sermons as to which to preach, you know, when I got there to Arkansas. And for some reason, you know, there was I was actually, when I left here, I said, you know, maybe I go with Christ in the Life of David. I'll just start down that path. But I said, no, I don't have seven times I'm going to preach, so I got to try to combine them and just try to fit it into two sermons if I can. Well, I start thinking on that way, and I said, you know, maybe I have time to do that. And as I got on the getting ready to go to the airport, and I'm standing there getting ready to get on the plane, I got a telephone call to say, hey, brother Larry, he missed his flight. You got to preach tonight. I'm like, what? I got to preach tonight? I say, oh, okay, all right. He say, well, yeah, just get prepared. I sit down on the plane, this lady just talking and wouldn't stop talking. And, you know, so I say, oh, my. So, you know, I ain't got time to study. Got to the airport, got my car rental, 2 hours drive to get to Arkansas, and we get there right at 6 o'clock, and the service starting at 7. And here I'm checking into the hotel, changing my clothes. I still ain't had a chance to look at my notes yet. So, you know, I get to the church, and, you know, it's 7 o'clock, and they call and say, Brother Jack, where you at? I say, Brother, I'm on the way. So I get there to the church, and they start talking. This fellowship is so good to see him. Like, I still ain't looked at no notes. Well, I said, I'm going to have to preach something that I'm very familiar with preaching, you know, and just go from there. So I pulled out the sermon, Who Will Take the Book? Now, that was significant because Brother Bill preached The Joy of the Open Book from Revelation 5, the same way I preach Who Will Take the Book. That's why I knew it was God, right? And so, you know, I said, well, I preached that sermon, and just so happened on that day I preached it, you know, that night I preached it, a brother walked in the church that had heard nothing about Brother Branham. And as I just began to walk through the scriptures and how God sent a prophet in this day to just get us prepared for these things, and, you know, it just began to open up. They say, we never had nobody come in here in a long time and share like that. Say, we thank God for you sharing. If it was just for that one brother, it was well worth it. I thank God for it. Well, you know, I knew I was preaching Sunday morning and said, well, I can't go to Christ in the Life of David, because they just kind of, you know, that's gone. So I try to go somewhere else. And said, maybe I'll do Eslale. You know, I'll preach that. And as I was sitting there just kind of working with, thinking about that, then this other scripture came to me, you know, I mean, the other thought of the power of repentance. And I said, well, I'll just look at the notes, but I don't think I'm going to preach that, not at a meeting. I won't preach on repentance at a meeting. I'll just let that be, right? Let the pastor take care of that. So I went on out that Sunday morning. As I went out and I'm starting to read the scriptures for Eslale, and I started making a few comments about repentance. And the church just start charging on that. I say, Lord, oh God, my Lord, Lord. So okay, so I start scrolling through this iPad, and I found that message, Power of Repentance, and I preached it right on the spot. And I changed my sermon right there before the people, and I didn't realize what I was doing. But, you know, when I read that the cry of the shofar is a call to repentance, then I realized why God had me preach the power of repentance on last Sunday. And if you listen to Brother Bill's message, he was also talking about a lot of repentance. See, these things are not happening just to be happening. We're not coming just to be coming. God is trying to get us ready for his coming, church. We got to get in the spirit of it, right? So, you know, we preach that. And one of the things that I was talking about in that particular sermon was how Jonah, when he showed up down there in Nineveh, he was trying to get away, just like I was trying to go to Tarshish with another sermon. But God said, no, go to Nineveh. And when Jonah went down to Nineveh, those people got down to business. Jonah come out the mouth of that fish and he say, 40 days, 40 days. That's all you got. This place going to be overthrown in 40 days. And when they heard that, the king himself repented. The people repented. Not only repented, he made the people fast and he made the animals fast. They were getting down to business with God. I want to encourage you as a church today, get down to business with God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. The prophet said people have too many options. And that's why they don't get down to business. And I made the example. I said, let me just break that down for you. I said, Brother Smiley, he has a church about an hour away from us. And so if a person come to my church and they don't like what I said, then they'll just get in their car and they'll go to Brother Smiley's church. Right? They're not going to repent. They're just going to leave my church and go to another church because they don't want to repent. That's the way it's going to work, right? So I said, I didn't even realize what I said. But, somebody come and confess, say, you know what, that just happened. There's a family just left our church driving an hour away. Talking about they feel led to go to another church. So God was, I'm going to tell you this, it was probably one of the only, I cannot remember services I've been in where it's been so spot on, where the word of God was preached and things that were said through the scripture, through the preaching of the word, was dealing directly with situations that was going on in the church. Every one of the ministers that got up and preached dealt with something directly. I mean, spot on. They couldn't believe it was the mind of Christ just working all through the weekend. So, you know, when they heard 40 days, and what I'm trying to bring to you today, I mean, this Feast of the Trumpets, and, you know, after this, then, you know, I believe 10 days after the Feast of the Trumpets is the Feast of Atonement, right? And during this time period, you know, these days, the Pope's showing up, right? Right before the Pope is to arrive, do you know the Jewish leader tried to come here to the United States and speak to the Congress? And he did, but he did it without the grace of the president. But the president is looking, and whoever blessed Israel is blessed. Whoever cursed Israel is cursed. And our nation, national sins, right? There's a lot of national sin that's going on. National. That's why we got to be in prayer. When Daniel went to prayer, it was because of national things that were happening. My God, I can't get it all out today. But, you know, national things. Here, I hear our nation rejecting Israel. Reject Israel but accept homosexual marriage. And do you realize that when they put it on the ballot, I know some of y'all don't vote. That's okay. I'm not trying to make you vote, but I did. And I'm not ashamed to say I voted. Brother Branham did vote sometime. Not all the time, but he did vote sometime. But I went out and I voted, and they had something on the ballot saying, pretty much agree to same-sex marriage. I made sure that my vote said, no, I don't agree. agree with it. And you know what? In all the states, the voters said we don't agree with it. But our high court of the land went above what the voters said and still made it possible. That's not even supposed to happen. These are national sins. When we see things like this happen, church, it ought to put us in a spot where we want to get down to business and start praying. We want to get to church. On Wednesday nights, the Lord has put it in my spirit to start. We're going back through the church age book again, and we're going to start teaching that to the whole church. I've been taking the Sunday school class through it, but I said, no, the whole church need this. The whole church need it. I'm trying my best to put the church in position where they're in the spirit of the coming of the Lord. And I've been praying, my prayer, God, elevate me and elevate the people to be able to go the places that we're trying to go. I mean, forget about all this, you know, I'm tired. You think the devil gonna make it easy? There's a lot of things you do when you're tired. It's a lot of things. Huh? We gonna have to fix some time in our schedule. Church, we don't have much longer. When, you know, I looked at I'm just being honest. I say, man, it's a two-hour tape. Man, a two-hour tape on a Friday night. I don't know, God. And I thought to myself, what if Jesus was coming on Sunday? I mean, Saturday. You mean you that weak as a Christian that you can't even sit and listen to a two-hour tape? Something wrong with your experience. Something wrong with your experience. Even if the tape was 3 hours, we ought to be able to give that to God. I want to just talk a little bit about this Smita. What the Smita is the year, it's a year release, Jubilee year. And I put this from the internet too. During the Smita year, God can raise up nations or kingdoms or tear them down. In the Smita year, a nation can be raised up or torn down. Now, I'm going to come back with more of this, but it was just released that the U.S. Economic system, or their dollar, is now second on the list. China has risen to number one. And now that China is number one, as far as their economic dollar, China is meeting with other major nations. South Africa is one of them. I think Russia is another. Meeting with major nations to try to get their dollar as the accepted dollar. Now, when that happens, that's going to cause the U.S. dollar to really plummet. Brother Branham, a prophet, told us that it's going to go to the gold standards. Huh? So, I mean, we can have a lot of money in the bank, and it might be worth absolutely nothing overnight. Now, I'm not going to pull all my money out of the bank. I'm not saying that. God gonna pull us through this. God gonna pull us through this. I'm not worried about that. I mean, because as a bride, we got the spoken word. See, look, I'm gonna just be honest with you. With all these things that are happening, I'm under expectation for some mighty things to happen in the bride of Christ. Brother Branham said, when all hell turns loose, then all heaven will break loose as well. Not some of heaven, but all of heaven going to break loose. Church, I'm under expectation. I got joy. Right? Because it's an open book for me. What am I going to do? No, I'm going to speak to it. Speak into the atmosphere. In the Smita year, God can raise up nations or kingdoms or tear them down. And when I say Smita, it's S-H-E-M-I-T-A. Smita. God can raise up nations or kingdoms and tear them down. Now look, we're not the only church kind of looking at this, because y'all have heard this book, The Harbinger. There's a lot of people out there reading this book, and this Jewish, you know, a gentleman wrote it, I believe, and Harbinger just means warnings, right? So he's just kind of telling people of all the warnings, and they got scriptures that they tie into all kind of things. I'm not sure if all that fit, but a lot of it I think is pretty accurate. But what I'm going by is what our prophet said. Right, but I think it's good to try to look at some of these things and see. I mean, the world is. I mean, they're actually seeing some things, but can't do nothing about it. My, hallelujah!
But here we are sitting underneath this open book, and, you know, we ought to be doing everything we can about it. If God dealing with you about sin in your life, you need to get rid of that sin. You need to stop playing games with God. Don't sit here and go to hell. Please don't do that. Don't sit here and listen to all this and go to hell. Don't do that. This meet a year, God can raise up nations or kingdoms or tear them down. These raising up or tearing down affect all sectors of a country. It can affect a country's economy and wealth, its military preparedness, its leaders, its health, and well-being of its people. When you say military preparedness, there was something just released this week. They're saying that Russia has finally got more warheads, right, than the United States. So now that means Russia going to have more buns that still drop after the United States finish. And Brother Branham said that, you know, it might be a bomb dropped on 4th and whatever there in Louisville, Kentucky, right? I can't remember the street he said, but Russia may drop that bomb. Church, it's a lot. It's a lot. And the reason I'm bringing this is because I don't want us just approach it like ain't nothing happening. Right? We still don't be relaxed and at ease in Zion. And no, now's the time when you really need to get your schedule as clear as possible so you can be in the presence of God. Once a week ain't going to be good enough. It's not, church. Try to go to work one day a week and feed your family off one day a week. Just do it. Do it. Just go to one day a week and see if you make enough money to feed your family. You can't spiritually feed your family off one day a week. Well, listen to this. The last 5 great economic collapses took place during the year of the Smita. 1973 was economic collapse. 1980, which is 7 years later, an economic collapse. 1987, 7 years later, an economic collapse. The next one came in 2000, which would have been 13 years later. But really, it was 2001, which would have actually been 14 years later, right? And that was 2 Smitas, an economic collapse. 2007. Now, I know about that economic collapse. I'm still living it. I'm still living it. 2007, I know about it. It was one of the worst years ever to buy a house. But God gave it to me. I'm still in it. But it was an economic collapse. Typically, what these people said, even during the Great Depression, 1929, the stock market crashed. Economic collapse. And they say typically when the Smita happens, and I just need you to be aware of this, that usually there's another economic collapse. Because what happens, it's supposed to be a release of debt. And since we don't do that anymore here, what bank? You don't put all this money, you know, into the house and you don't, you know, back then, see, they didn't have no mortgages and stuff like that. You just got some land, you built your house. But now, they own the land and all this, so because of the greed, they can't do these things. But, you know, no bank is going to say, no, we're going to forgive your debt every 7 years. They're not going to do that. And they lose money. So since we as a nation don't do that, it actually works the opposite for us. Hallelujah. Right? So since we don't do that, it actually drives a collapse in the market. And what they're expecting is probably another collapse sometime this week. That's what they're expecting. Because of the Smita. The 7-year release. 49 years. You know, Jubilee year. That's what the Jews are looking for. The Jews own the stock market. But brother, I can't read it all. It's in Daniel 9, but y'all can go read it. But what's supposed to happen in Daniel 9 is that the Pope and the Jews are supposed to get together and make an agreement. Why you think the Pope went to the Jews first? Under the first blood moon, but it ends up in the United States at the last blood moon. These things are not, you know, why did he go to China? But why did he come here to the U.S.? There's a reason for that. The U.S. is found in Revelation 13.
What's today's date? The U.S. is a great power. The other beast that rose up in Revelation 13. Right? But she gave a power unto the first beast, which was the Catholic Church. Oh, my Jesus, my Jesus. Church, if I might not be able to do all the justice, but I can do enough to try to put a fire underneath our seats. That we got to get in the spirit of the coming of the Lord. This thing is closer than it's ever been. And the things are happening so fast that we can't even keep up with it. Over these next few weeks, I'm going to be doing my best to try to bring more and more out to you. But church, my main thing is not so that you can have head knowledge. But I want to challenge you spiritually. Are you doing the things you need to do to be ready for Jesus? Is your heart prepared for Jesus? Is your life prepared for Jesus? If it's not, please get it right. Get things right. I mean, you know, if you have to stop the service, look, I need to repent right now. I need to make things right with God. Do whatever you got to do, but don't leave with your work undone. Get settled in God. Young people playing with things in this world, you don't have time. I mean, can you imagine being raised up in this message, being this close to the rapture because you want to do things in the world, actually miss it? You would be miserable. Because you want to dress like the world? You want to act like the world? Please don't do it. Please don't. Church, there's a lot happening. Like I said, I can't get it all. It's no sense in trying to preach it all in one day. But I'm sure going to be dealing with these things. It's a very, very serious hour. Please get your hearts right. Please get your hearts right. Musicians, you all come. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Father, there's so much that's happening before us. We can hear it in the news reports, see it on the internet. All these things that we're exposed to. And God, it's a time for us to do an inventory. Just try to just do a checkup, look at our lives and see where things are. Sometimes I don't know if we're really in tune with what you're trying to get to us, but help us to get in the spirit of this. God, you're coming. You said that you were returning for your bride, Lord, and we want to be ready for that return. We're living in the day where we can expect that. We really do want to be right. I pray, Lord Jesus, that every person will receive, Lord, whatever it is that you want to give, correction, instruction, direction, whatever. Lord, help us to receive it. And God, I'm under expectation for a year of release for every backslider. May our hearts be ready to receive those as they come back through those doors. We're looking for them and praying for them. This is the year of release. You're the same God that gave that brother his children through the prophet. He was wondering, he was concerned about his kids, and the prophet said, brother, I give you your children in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, that night he began to hear from his children one by one. They were coming in saying they wanted to serve the Lord. God, we receive that. If you can give that to our precious brother, you can do the same for us. There's a promise that tells us in the word that if we repent and baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins, we shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He said the promises unto us and to our children, those that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. So God, we're holding to that promise, and we're under expectation for something mighty to happen. We pray, God, that you would help us to stay in tune,
not to get so wrapped up in the things of this world. It's so easy to do that, God. So the devil just keep us so busy with the things of this world, things that mean nothing. Help us, Lord, to keep a balance on these things. We realize we have to occupy till you come, but Lord, don't let us get over occupied. You must remain first. The song was sang a little earlier, Lord, it's all about you. We're sorry for what we've let become, but it should be about you, Jesus. So help us to keep you, Lord, at the forefront. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to also just offer if there's someone that's never been baptized in Christian baptism. And what true Christian baptism is being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not titles, like Brother Bill said last week, that's what he is. But that's not his name. Those titles are what he is. He is the Father. He is the Son. He is the Holy Spirit. But his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've never been baptized according to Christian baptism, according to Acts 2, I just want you to make sure you see me, and let's try to set up some time here real soon. We can get you baptized. That's God's formula for us to receive the Holy Ghost, to repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the token that we need to get out of here. This is a time, this is a season where everybody got to make sure that they have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You can't go off a feeling, but you got to have the Spirit of God living on the inside of you. And if you got the Spirit of God living on the inside of you, it's going to make you walk according to the truth. So if you've never been baptized that way, and you want to be baptized, make sure you see me. We'll make sure we get some time set up for you to be baptized in Christian baptism. Before you're baptized, the only one thing that I require, as well as the Word of God requires, make sure you have repented. You've told God that you're sorry for all your sins and that you want to walk according to His Word. If you've never been led in the sinner's prayer and you want to be led in that prayer, we can do that today. While every head is bowed, every eye is closed, if you've never really confessed your sins before God and you just want to make things right, you don't want to leave this church with your work undone, just lift your hand right where you are and we'll pray for you today if you want to make things right with God. God sees these hands. God sees these hands. You can put your hands down. God saw the hand. I'm going to say a prayer, and I just want you to repeat after me. Whether you say it out loud or whether you say it in your heart, the only thing that I ask is that you mean what you say. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I thank you for dying on a cross for my sins. And today, I accept the sacrifice that you did at Calvary's cross for me. God, come into my heart. Cleanse me of my sin. Make me a new creation by your blood. I thank you for the work that you have done. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. And just like that, it's over. Sin is over. It's over today. You no longer have to walk in that same walk anymore, but you can walk according to the freedom of the Spirit that God has given you today. Just mean it from your heart and walk by faith with Him every day. Draw closer to Him by reading the Word of God, by praying, by getting to as many services as you possibly can. Time is short. If you desire to be baptized, make sure you see me after service. And we'll make some time for you to be baptized. The Lord richly bless you. Let's get in the spirit of His second coming. Amen, Brother Solomon.
Don't you let this gospel we have
Saints, I take that message also as a warning. We should have great expectation for the coming of the King, but it's also a warning to get your house in order. Not just your natural house, get your house in order. You know, Brother Jack was just speaking of financial, economical collapse that's supposed to happen. You know, they actually predict that to happen by the 22nd of this month. They said all the big money people in this nation are fleeing the country. The Russian president, he commanded, not necessarily commanded, but told his people, get all of your money out of the United States banks. They're expecting that to take place soon. We all better check up. Must have a personal relationship with the Lord if you want him to take you. You're going to have to learn to cry out. We're all going to have to cry out. We knew it was coming. We were told years ago that this was coming. So it shouldn't put fear in our hearts. There should be a rejoicing because the coming of the Lord is at hand. So we all need to get happy. This is the year of Jubilee. As Brother Jack said, one by one,
week after week. You see them come in. I believe that. I've experienced it. I have a cousin right there that came back home this year. So I'm expecting more. I'm happy for her. But I say, Lord, that's not enough. I have more family members to come in. I'm so glad she's here. To see her walk through that door the first time, you don't know what it did to my heart. You still don't know what it does to my heart to see her. Her dad was the one that introduced this message to me about 18 years ago. So I'm eternally grateful to the Lord for what he's done. Let's bow our hearts. Heavenly Father, after a message like this, Lord, how can a heart not repent and want to make everything right before you, Lord? Father, we want to be in right standings, Lord. We know our state, Lord. We're sons and daughters of the King. Our state, there's nothing wrong with our state, but our standings, Lord. We want all things clear, Lord. We want nothing between us and you but the blood of Jesus Christ. Let there not be one sin. May it all be washed away. May our hearts and conscience be clear, Lord. May we have forgiveness in our hearts, Lord, for our fellow man, Lord God, that we all may receive forgiveness as we ask for repentance. And Heavenly Father, as we leave this place, Lord God, may we go with a heart full of rejoicing, Lord, because of the open book. Lord, because you loosed the seven seals, Lord, and you unfolded, Lord, your word to us. Lord, you warned us of this hour that we should make preparation, for your bride must make herself ready, Lord. We must feed on his word, Lord. Like Brother Jack said, we must get to the house of the Lord every chance we get. For one day, Lord, we see the situation in America now. They're going to close our church doors. We can't even fellowship together except you have the mark of the beast. Father God, we're looking for that hour to come, Lord, because we know, Lord, the darkest hour is just before the break of day. And Lord, we're longing for you to break the skies, Lord, and receive us, Lord. You won't catch us. That hour won't catch us like a thief, Lord, for we're made ready. We've been warned, Lord. We love you, Father. We ask, Lord, that you continue, Lord, to bless and anoint your children, Lord, as we walk out. May the joys of the Lord fill our hearts. May it pulsate and go out to others, Lord. And may our family members, our friends, our co-workers, Lord, strangers, oh, Lord, that we fellowship with or walk amongst, Lord God, may they see the light and life of Jesus Christ being reflected through your people. We love you, Lord. Father, may we have a burden for lost souls. May we never lose that, Lord. And may this gospel never become common to us. We love you, Father. Commit all things to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. You may have your seats. Sing the song as the brothers come.
Time is filled with swift transition. Not of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Changing hands.
God's changing hands.